Good afternoon. We are coming to the treasure that we've all been creating together, the treasure that comes to be handed over to our world through our healing service. And I would like to add just one jewel of wisdom about anger. To all the jewels we've received in these days. It's from Chinese medicine. And in Chinese medicine, anger is related to spring, the springtime. The season of spring where seeds begin to push up through the ground. And they need power to push up through the ground. And what happens? They come out into the most beautiful shoots and flowers and fruits. So that is the energy that is associated with what we've been calling anger. It's the power of new growth, new growing. And when does it become negative? It becomes negative when it is thwarted. It can't get through the soil. But I love this image. And it also speaks to this truth about our healing work. That healing is holding the paradox of the perfect and the imperfect. We're always working at that edge. The conversation between the divine and her creation. So this afternoon, we're going to be sharing together the healing service. And it will be a complement. It will be complement the service that Kabir guided us in yesterday. Yesterday it was for individuals who are in need of healing. And today it is for parts of our planet, parts of our communities that are in need. So, if there is a particular group or place on the planet that you would like us to pray for, please put it in the chat. I know that we're going to have a very long list. But do remember that we will anyway be praying for some of those places that you've already put up. Thank you. These are so beautiful, the suggestions you've made already. This is not this afternoon. It's not for the whole for individuals. I'm already so moved by the names you've given. To prepare, we're going to share a pair of wazaif, a pair of divine names. And the first is Ya Kahar. Q A Q A H H A R. And the second, you know, probably know, is Ya Noor. So we will tune both of them. And Kahar is the one who overcomes. Who gains control over negative impulses? To attain spiritual satisfaction and inner peace. No matter how bad things are in the world, it is the fire that connects us to our light. And this afternoon, we will only repeat these a few times because, So let us say together, Ya Kahar 7 times, Ya Noor 7 times, and then the two together. Remembering that together in our prayers, we are creating a light that is both eternal and coming through in a new way in our planet. Creating a community of light, always with our will and our concentration on creating peace and unity. Ya Kahar. 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 Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor. Ya Kahar. Ya Noor, Ya Kahar, Ya Noor, Ya Kahar, Ya Noor, Ja, kaha. Ja, nu. Ja, kaha. Ja, nu. Ja, kaha. Ja, nu. Ja, kaha. Ja, nu. And now two more. Piazia brought to us. Yawazi, the all-embracing one. This is the divine capacity of widening what is narrow. It makes space for new paths, new opportunities. This is what we are praying for and embodying through our prayer. And Yajami, the one who brings together, who creates unity. This is the divine bringing together people with their different wishes and capacities. With love, with a sense of belonging and security. So that they become a living community. We will say these just seven times. The all-embracing one, Yawazi. 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 And as Piazia was bringing this to us as one of our healing attunements, he was reminding us that this is the entirety of the universe is embraced. And Yajami now, the one who brings union. Unity. Yajami. 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 Jami. Remembering that we are bringing into, we are making a reality of what is already in us and in the Divine Presence. Yawazi, Yajami, Yawazi, Yajami, Yawazi, Yajami, Yawazi. Yajami, Yawazi, Yajami, Yawazi, Yajami, Yawazi, Yajami. So in this reality of the all-embracing one and the one who brings unity, let us just sit in attunement for a minute. With this divine reality which through our healing prayers we're helping to manifest in our planet. This is the reality, not the one that we, of our habitual thoughtless ways. This is the reality. So let us come now to our healing service. Which will have the form of our usual service. That those we pray for will be those whom we are naming for our planet. Towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls, who form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. In this silence, we concentrate on the peace and unity of the whole creation. O Thou, whose nature is mercy and compassion, and whose being is all peace, Creator and sustainer of our lives, send on the whole humanity Thy peace, and unite us all in Thy divine harmony. Amen. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. We pray now. We concentrate now on being a channel for healing. O Thou, who art the spirit of our souls, the master of our minds, the mover of our bodies, we most humbly offer ourselves to be used as the channel of Thy light, life, and love, that we may be more able to serve Thee and humanity. Amen. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. We concentrate now on the divine healing power flowing through us. O Thou, the light of all souls, the life of all beings, healer of hearts, all-sufficient and all-powerful God, forgiver of our shortcomings, free us from pain and suffering, and make us Thine instrument, that we in our turn may free others from pain and suffering, that we may impart to them Thy light, Thy life, Thy joy, and Thy peace. Amen. So with each, we will probably say these in groups. With each group, we will be praying the fikr, Shafi on the inhale, Kafi on the exhale. Afghanistan, let us pray for Afghanistan. As we pray, we allow the divine vision of healing and light and unity and peace to flow through us to this region. By thy mercy, may these people and lives be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Palestine and Israel. By thy mercy, may all beings be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Myanmar. By thy mercy, may all beings be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Ukraine and Russia. By thy mercy, may all beings in this region be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. The Maoris in New Zealand, and the whole of New Zealand, all beings. May all beings in this region be healed, made whole by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. The Uyghur people. By thy mercy, may all the Uyghur people and the Chinese be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. The USA. And I think of healing the hearts of all beings in this region, whatever their belief system, however they behave. By thy mercy, may all these in this region be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Those living in poverty, by thy mercy, may all those living in poverty be protected, nourished, healed, their communities healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. And we'll take one more now, just the refugees. By thy mercy, may refugees in every part of our world find their home, a good home, where they are protected and nourished and healed. Amen. Let us pray now for our planet, praying for her elements, her earth and rock, water, fire, air. By thy mercy, may the elements of our planet be healed, protected, renewed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Let us pray now for the vegetable kingdom at all, every level. In water, under the earth, on the earth, in the air. By thy mercy, may all beings in the vegetable kingdom of our planet be healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Let us pray now for all animals, whatever size, wherever they live. Our sisters and brothers. By thy mercy, may they all be protected and healed by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Let us pray now for all human beings on our planet. Including the hearts of all human beings who have the power to affect others. To affect others for good or for not good. That all human hearts may love and respect all beings on our planet. By thy mercy, may we all be healed, protected, guided by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Let us pray now for our mother planet, for her whole being, for her soul, for her light, her elements, all the life that she gives birth to for us. O thou, the healer of our bodies, hearts, and souls, by thy mercy, may our mother planet be healed, respected, renewed, protected. by thine all-sufficient power of healing. Amen. Let us have a few moments of silence now. And we say the prayer Chatum together. O thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the sovereign of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly comes from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide us. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit and unite us all in thy perfect being. Thank you.
Now I'm just a person representing a whole group of people. We are a group of diverse people from all over Europe and not only Europe. And we hope to expand more and more to spread the message. If there is anything you want to ask, you can use the email you used in order to subscribe to the retreat, to subscribe to the retreat. And the appropriate person will receive it. I invite the other teachers to say something if they want to. Okay, before I thank Sarita, yes.
I'd just like to add to what you and Karenisa have said about the website, that it is working in harmony, in partnership with the websites of individual countries. So it is not in any way replacing, but it is, you know, it is enhancing our partnership all across Europe.
Exactly, this is the idea, to strengthen connection and communication and sharing. Let me thank you all for being with us, for your presence. For your patience. Let me thank the translators. I'm so grateful. Let me thank Nori. And let me express my gratitude for being surrounded by such wonderful people. And of course, I'm talking about you all. But in particular, my partners in crime. Inger, Lisa, Kalbi, Sarida, Kabir, Hayat, who else? Ananda May, Latifa, and I don't know whether I've forgotten anyone. If I have, please forgive me. Devi from the United States. Yes, thank you, Joel. I'm very grateful. And I invite other teachers to say something or share something if they want to. And Rahima, did I mention Rahima? Oh, sorry. So, if you want to share something.
I love to express my deep gratitude for this abundance, being together. It's so wonderful.
As the sort of elder here, can I express my deep reverence and deep gratitude and appreciation for our Kefayet, for Amina, who brings so much to us all with her spirit and her courage and her intelligence, all the ways, all the levels that she guides us and supports us and the friendship and the love between us. Amina, can we say Yafata to you 5 times? We could all actually unmute and it would be chaos. Let's do that.
Yafata for everybody, from everybody to everybody.
5 times. Ya.
Ya.
Ya. Ya. Ya. Ya. Ya. Ya. Ya. Ya.